This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run this Monday, the 27th of June, 7:36 right now. We're going to take you all the way till 8 o'clock with the business headlines of the day. I'm Melissa Idris with Sharad Kutan and Ibrahim Sani. Ibrahim, what news do we have lined up this morning?
Okay, so we got Brexit lining up the show. We also have YTL launching their mobile network and KLM. They're going to make Malaysia a key transit hub.
Okay, so of course we've had the weekend to digest the shock results from the UK referendum of its EU membership. On the political front there, it's a bit of a mess. It's been a weekend of political turmoil in the UK, with now neither a functioning government nor an opposition. So Prime Minister David Cameron has tendered his resignation, but the Labour Party now wants their leader, Jeremy Corbyn, to resign as well.
So this has basically shocked the leadership and political leadership of the UK. They are pushing for a lot of reforms within the Labour Party as well as the Conservative Party. And right now, I think more crisis is on the opposition because Jeremy Corbyn is forced or is under pressure to resign. There is a series of shadow ministers walking away, including the transport shadow minister, the education shadow minister. About 10 shadow ministers have left, all in protest of him actually sacking Hilary Benn.
Yeah, so the question is why he did that. And this is, you know, I'm not totally well up on this, but to the extent that they accuse Corbyn of not doing enough, others have come out to say that he worked himself into the ground for the Remain campaign. But of course, we know that the Labour Party elite might not be happy with Corbyn. Corbyn came on a wave of popular support from, you know, new voters to the Labour Party elections. And so this might be just an opportunity they see to find a way to get him out of there as opportunities opened up for the Labour Party to take control. So I don't know if this is about the Labour Party as a whole or even the Labour Party faithful or the ground level. It might just be to do with the Labour Party elite.
Well, some of the analysis that I've been reading over the weekend talked about how this was Britain's democratic failure. So they said that, you know, the referendum was kind of an absurdly low bar for exit, just requiring a simple majority. And if you look at voter turnout, which is about 70%, that would mean that only 36% of eligible voters won the Leave campaign. I don't know how I feel about the fact that calling it a democratic failure, but the article by Project Syndicate seemed to argue that, you know, sometimes the majority doesn't seem to know what's best for a country.
Yeah,
and it's because of slippery slope. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it is a dangerous argument to make, isn't it?
Yeah, and because of this, it doesn't add to the investor confidence in the UK. Over the weekend, we saw the pound dropped as record loss right now because of the UK turmoil. And this is just a start of the many drop of pound. We saw pound dropping about 11% up until Friday evening. Right now, the pound continues to drop another 4%. So that's 15% in total.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, George Soros had anticipated an even bigger drop, and he was wrong. It fell only by 10% initially. And it could recover. I mean, markets don't like these shocks, maybe because they anticipated Remain vote.
Yeah.
You know, they were shocked and therefore reacted.
But I think the key question now as this trading week begins is whether that was a knee-jerk reaction. We saw $2 trillion wiped from global equity markets on Friday after the results came out. Whether that was, no doubt we were going to see volatility this week, but whether that was the worst of the knee-jerk reaction remains to be seen as the week progresses.
Yeah, I guess the thing is, you know, British citizens have a right to make certain choices, and this is their political system. For the rest of us, it's a question of how to manage this. I mean, I'm just reading something about China, and China's investments in Britain, both politically and financially, as a staging post potentially into Europe, and what's happened to that strategy. And I think many countries will have to relook their strategies with vis-a-vis Europe and the UK as a staging post and recalibrate. celebrate, and that's all we can do.
And it's not just China who wants to use the UK as a launchpad into the European market. Malaysian companies have also tried to do the same. Sime Darby wants to do the same. SP Setia as well. So this is a big problem when companies around the world wants to launch their businesses into Europe using the UK as a launchpad. Now, to fall back into what Melissa was saying, about 2 trillion have been wiped out. I don't think it's done yet, because if you remember, the result came around 5 p.m. Asian time plus 8 GMT. Now, the Japanese stock market is going to open in 1 hour. The Malaysian stock market is going to open in 2 hours. Will markets recover? Will the Asian markets take a hit? That is the question, because right now, Asian markets have yet to be tested on the fallout, and we'll soon know.
I guess I was really surprised the extent of the fallout. I mean, if you're looking at $2 trillion, right, that is far worse than the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy 2008, worse than the Black Monday stock market crash in 1987. I mean,
But this is a huge economy. You shouldn't be surprised.
But it is the fact that I think it was the surprise of it. No one saw this coming. I say no one in a general sense, but to a large extent, it was largely underpriced by the market. I mean, you remember, Ibrahim, we spoke to a lot of market commentators in the weeks leading up to this. They all said, oh, don't worry, UK's never going to leave the EU. I make really bad Aussie accent there, but I'm trying to imitate Bentley Brand from Market Watch.
But so this has prompted angry Brexit people, those that vote for Leave, and they are now regretting this whole vote.
Not all of them, but
The Independent is actually running an article saying anger over regret. So they're actually regretting why they want to exit in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, yes, and I think there'll be a lot of those articles of people saying they voted out of anger, protests against the political establishment, the fact that, you know, there are a lot of things that are dysfunctional about the EU, and they seem to become a bureaucracy, you know, onto themselves, a law unto themselves. At the same time, I think there are people for whom the EU has not worked, and I think some consideration has to be paid to them, and not to lump them with the fascists and racists who are now, seems, going out in mobs to attack people in Britain, which is of course very disturbing. But I think it's the question is whether the EU will look deeply at itself as as this would be a moment of reflection to see what is wrong, because the people who voted against the EU in Britain will be replicated all over Europe. There are all these people who are disenfranchised by that project, and they need to be somehow included. And will the people who lead the EU recognize this and do something about it?
I think it's also interesting to take a look at specifically where the stock market fell. I mean, if you look at US and English airline stocks, they did very poorly following this results. I was trying to think about why it was. And apparently, I think the decision to leave the EU will definitely affect travelers, for sure. From the value of the pound to airfares to accessibility from open skies travel in the EU. So all that, I think, has investors a little bit worried when it comes to airline stocks.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.